We'll get it'll be a loose, be a little loose model, right? It'll get a little
Yeah,
banter, a little
3 hours, 29
pre-banter.
minutes.
The intro will just be our little behind the scenes pre-banter, and then I'll hit the fucking theme like this. I keep forgetting that it's the end I needed to cut down.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
Speaking of,
Welcome to another...
Oh, yeah, welcome to another...
Chit-chat episode.
Yeah, you threw it in there so hard.
Special chit-chat.
Special chit-chat episode. Special cut the chit-chat episode.
Special cut the chit-chat. We gotta cut the chit-chat.
Yeah.
Cut the chit-chat a-hole episode.
And in the typical, like, comedy goddamn geniuses we are.
That we are.
We call the cut the chit-chat episodes, we call the episodes where we just chit-chat.
Where we just chit-chat. Cut the chit-chat a-hole.
Yeah.
That is, we really are just so good. The world just did not know what they were getting when we were born.
Never.
You know?
Never. Your little Vanderpump.
Remix.
Tom Sandoval.
Tom Sandoval himself has a podcast now. So, Tom, hey, buddy, let's collab. You know, I know you're listening. We know he's a loyal gapper.
I'll let you go on
so
that.
So let's
one.
Collab.
I'll let you go on that one.
Like, hey, look, if Jerry O'Connell can do it, you can do it. Okay.
But
Jerry O'Connell went on there and apologized to him.
He was just on that fucking Masked Singer.
Jerry O'Connell?
No, Tom Sandoval.
Really? What is he doing? Everything now? Yeah. Come on.
And
whatever,
wife,
I don't blame him. I'd take that money. Cha-ching!
Fucking hate that show. It's so stupid. It's a non-show.
It's a nothing burger. It's
so
the worst show that's ever been made.
But it's so goddamn overproduced, and there's nothing to it. Like, it's all just fucking cotton candy, like, content. It's this weirdest fucking thing.
It's Illuminati symbolism.
And I hate it. I hate everybody on it. It makes me so mad. And it's gotten to the point where I would not watch it anymore, but my wife still actually does want to watch it. And, you know, so you do anything that the wife says because I love her. And,
right.
But yeah, she called it. The second he came out, there was like a clue that kind of helped. The thing about the clues on that show, though, are it only works if
they're
you know
obvious.
Who the person is. No, you
oh.
only it only works if you know who the person is.
Uh-huh.
If you know who the person is, then you're like, oh, that means that. Uh-huh. But like, if you don't know who the person is, there's like red herring kind of clues in there, but also it could be anything,
uh-huh.
You know? So once you figure out the voice, then you're like, oh, yeah, it makes sense because of these clues.
Yeah.
But yeah, he started singing and I was like, this is the most fucking auto-tuned thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And like, you can tell that this person can't sing.
Aren't they all auto-tuned on this show?
Some of it is. Some of it's not, depending on the artist.
I bet it all is.
And depending on how much. Well, no, because they have like real, real good singers.
Even those are auto-tuned.
But like Leon Rimes is not auto-tuned. Leon Rimes has one of the most amazing voices.
What are you kidding me? She invented auto-tune with that.
Okay. Anyway, let me get to my fucking
all
point.
Right, all right, all right.
So anyway, it's this awful auto-tune where you're like, this is this nasally fucking voice. What? And Carrie just goes, it's Sandoval.
And yeah, what song
like,
was it?
The thing that made me not know it's Sandoval.
Do you remember what song it was?
I think he ended up doing two, and usually I fast forward through most of the song because it's like,
it's like fast forwarding through the dancing.
Yeah. Like you will hear some
movies.
Of it, and if we're like, hey, I don't know that one.
It's like when I'm watching a porn, I fast forward through the sex scenes.
Yeah, just for the dialogue.
Like, give me the dialogue
it's
already,
funny, man. It's really funny.
It's great stuff.
But anyway, it was like super over auto tuned, uh-huh. And you could tell like it's because he's so bad. Like uh-huh. He really is so bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've seen the videos of, you know, when he went on tour and stuff and him doing Somebody to Love and stuff.
Yeah, it's,
like doing that last
awful.
Bit.
God,
you know, it's
awful.
Whatever, but hey.
Okay, Killers of the Flower Moon is 3 hours and 26 minutes, so it is not a full Irishman. It is 3 minutes short of an Irishman.
I thought the Irishman was 4 hours.
No, the Irishman was 3 hours, 29 minutes.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I just looked it up.
You sure about that? Are you sure about that?
You can't do it.
You got to get that drop.
Don't do the voice.
That works so well because I was doing Tim Robinson's voice.
Exactly.
stinky.
Yeah. So anyway, what's up, man?
What are you asking me for?
Just seeing what's up, man.
I don't know. Strohs are in the fucking... Well, I don't know when this is going to come out.
Yeah, I know. Like, maybe not get that specific.
But, you know, I don't know. I've been doing good. I don't know if I have any, like, chit-chat. The last time we did a chit-chat, you had a shit ton of categories you wanted to talk about, specific things you wanted to talk about.
I will say...
We didn't get to
right
half
after,
of them.
Right after saying, like, let's not get topical or whatever, I did want to say Michael Caine retired from acting yesterday. Did you know that?
I mean, is that news?
I mean, yeah.
Is that
a man
news?
With a 90-year career?
You sure about that?
You know, and he's
you
like,
sure
yeah,
about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, good for him.
But not a 90-year career. And he's 90 years old.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's kind of like when Bob Barker died. I was like, I thought that already happened.
Well, why you would not have thought Michael Caine retired? He's in a.
I don't know. It's
just film every year.
It just sounds about right. Yeah. It's like it's hard for something to be news when it's like, eh, it sounds about right.
Have you seen the Have you seen those fucking? It's not Nolan. It's Aronofsky. But have you seen those things about the postcards from Earth or postcard from Earth in that MSG sphere?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You know the MSG sphere in Vegas.
Vegas, yeah. No.
Like, U2's doing a concert in there, but
yeah, I did see that.
Aronofsky filmed a
Aronofsky.
Movie. What did I say?
You keep saying Aronofsky.
Yeah, no, Aronofsky.
It's driving me nuts.
Aronofsky. I'm so bad with names.
It's Aronofsky.
No, it's Darren Aronofsky, right?
Darren Aronofsky.
Aronofsky.
Yeah, it's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Say it three times fast. Well, Darren Aronofsky. Darren Aronofsky.
It has nothing to do with dissing a person or disrespect or whatever. I just I don't do names well. Because I can't read.
I don't know what that word means.
Yeah, but anyway, the postcard from Edge thing looks fucking dope.
It's weird because U2's playing there right now.
Well, yeah, they have.
And then now we got postcards from the Edge.
Because they don't play every night.
Is he?
And this is only a month
is
long.
Is he like a part of it? You know, is what, it like
the
a
U2 thing?
Yeah, is it canon to the U2 show because it's postcards from the Edge?
No, but I have thought about that. Yeah, because I thought they were the same thing because of that.
Right.
But then wouldn't it be like Bono from the Edge, or postcards from the Bono?
Bono from the Edge. I want to see that show. Bono from the Edge.
It's also not that. That's the movie Postcards from the Edge.
Okay,
it's Postcard from Earth.
Okay.
Yeah, which I keep saying wrong as well.
And you can't even say his name right? No. What's going on here?
Anyway, I've seen some stuff from it. It looks awesome. And Carrie has a friend that went. And
Like, is this a movie?
It's not like a... I don't think it's a narrative film. It's like just these, you know, incredible...
So you just go inside the sphere and watch what's happening on the dome screen.
Yeah. I mean, it is something that he filmed in real life.
Okay.
But yeah, it's...
I literally was making that joke at work the other day where I was like... Because they were talking about like all the different types of ways you can watch movies now. And you got that XD shit and all that. And apparently they have something where they're starting to like show...
Things on the side.
Utilize the walls and stuff, right?
Which is all bullshit.
And I was like, dude, it's... I was like, no, I only go to a movie at the Vegas, at the Sphere, because I want to see that shit 3D, you know, or like 360 or whatever. And I was making that joke, and then I was like, dude, it's only going to be a matter of time before someone does make a movie for that.
Yeah, and they did, yeah.
And they've already done it. Leave it to Aronofsky,
too. Of course, it's the old DA, as I call him.
You should.
Yeah.
You should just keep it at that.
But the whole thing with like movies being... You know, you got it. Like we're all the fucking cinema stuff. Like IMAX is one thing, right?
Yeah.
Because it's filmed for that 35mm, you know, or whatever. Even digitally filmed. Like yes, it is for a large image, right? A large screen. Sometimes it really isn't, and it doesn't matter because our screens are big enough at home or whatever.
Yeah.
But you do get a different experience at a cinema, and that's fine. And I don't think that it's something that should go away or anything like that. But all these things of like, yes, the sound is so good. First of all, it's not. Everything's fucked up because the people running it don't give a shit. It's a bunch of stone teenagers that are setting this crap up.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So fuck off with your digital everything and all that crap. It's just like...
Well, I was nervous about that when I saw Oppenheimer in 75, right? Or was it 70 millimeter?
70 millimeter, yeah. The IMAX.
I was nervous about that. I was like, please don't like let the fucking shit run out and forget to change the reels. Like, you know what I mean? Just knowing from your experience of running those things at the movie theater, I was like, please don't just have like a little shit. Like,
well, those are,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Movies, like, they don't even do them on separate reels anymore. Like, they come on.
You think they fit that whole thing on one reel?
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. It fills the goddamn platter. I think I've seen pictures of them putting it together and everything. I think they put platter. They had to put the platter extender on.
Wow.
Because of the 70 mil, it would get that big.
Sure.
I remember when I was working at AMC, the longest movie we had, King Kong was one of them. And then I think The Good Shepherd was longer. I think that was almost 3 hours or a little over 3 hours.
Okay.
And it was on the edge of the platter, which is like the big thing that you put all of the, you splice all of the reels together and they become a giant spool and you thread them on this platter. Uh-huh. Which is a three-tiered system so it plays off of one, goes through the camera, and comes back around on rollers, and then winds itself back up, on a different one of the three platters.
Yeah, yeah.
It fit that whole thing. I mean, those things were like, I want to say they were probably 4 feet in diameter, maybe they were 5 feet in diameter. They're big.
Yeah.
That one barely.
That's what I call a platter right there.
But yeah, so like they don't do the switching over, at least not in like commercial theaters. They haven't been doing that for a long, long time.
I see.
But yeah, the thing with that is like there's different lenses for the IMAX versus the IMAX 3D. And like sometimes they won't switch it back over because it's all done mechanically now too. And sometimes it doesn't happen. And so like your IMAX movie will just be fucking blurry because it's going through the 3D lens and
Oh wow.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. But
and they charge you all that extra money for it too.
Yeah, and it's all just like one to drive people to the cinema to see it and also to like, give you a different experience or the way it's supposed to be, and maybe that's true, maybe that's not. But this is the way it's been since the fucking advent of any other sort of media, right? You know, like obviously plays were going on, then movies came out and it was like, well, you can't have talking in them, and then they do the talking or whatever. But once like TV came around, it was like, oh no, you gotta go to the movie. Then they invented like CinemaScope and all these other things that were other ways of making it where you can't get this kind of an entertainment experience at home. And then like in the 80s with the advent of cable TV and VHS, and people were able to watch things at home,
and then pay-per-view
and pay-per-view and all these things, that it was like, no, now it's like 3D's back and bigger screens and all that kind of stuff.
Man, you remember how much of a fucking grift 3D was for a while there in the early 2000s?
That was what I was getting at.
It would literally be one opening scene, and then the rest of the movie was just 2D.
Yeah.
And you paid like six extra dollars for your ticket.
They reinvented that shit.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Fucking but that bunch was, of that was scoundrels the, that was what
the
compete I call
with
them.
Like downing, like the industry going down because of TVs getting so much better.
Yeah, right.
And then also,
and then COVID happened, and then
and then it was
the lockdown, and then people started realizing, oh, I don't need to go to the theater. But then people actually started realizing
shit.
But then there has been a little bit of a comeback though, right? Because people started realizing, oh, going to the theater actually is its own experience.
Yeah,
we've been locked up for 6 months. You know,
like, a lot of times the experience sucks because like people fucking suck, dude.
Yeah,
and like they have no respect.
People are nasty.
Like it's not about like
they smell.
They treat
bad.
It like their own goddamn living room.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it's just like that's not what the
I don't like to go because of all the man spreading. To be honest, actually.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. I manspread like a motherfucker.
Bush, what the hell?
So anyway, that's my whole thing. But yeah, it's
got a history cycle. Penis.
So like that's just what they're doing now to drive things back to the theater. And it's like, I don't know if it's necessary. Maybe it's fucking cool as shit. If you love it, you love it. Do it.
Yeah.
But like, that's not for me.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad that the Marvel Empire is falling because that was, I mean, come on, like enough already with that shit.
Well,
you want to talk about a bubble?
I can't even talk about most of it because I haven't even watched most of
it. What's this guy's name? Kevin Feige? What's his name?
Now you sound like me. Feige. Kevin Feige.
That's how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Feige?
Feige.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that fucking, just the second they started announcing all the TV shows, I was like, no way.
Yeah, really the only one.
No way is this going to like. stay big with all this shit. Well, it's like too much.
And then that's why they keep like hedging their bets on it too, where it's like, you watch it thinking like, okay, this is going to be the thing that changes it. But then they don't want to fucking have anything matter from any of the things, because if somebody skips it, then it's like you have to go watch all of the shit. Yeah. And like it's, everybody's getting fucking tired of it.
Yeah.
But really, you're just getting fucking tired of all of it.
Yeah, right.
You know, like I thought Guardians 3 was pretty damn good.
Guardians 3 was good.
But that's telling the end of a trilogy that started within the
original,
you know, the Marvel stuff ended with.
I mean, Guardians 3 was kind of the end of the era.
Yeah, because Endgame was where it like, okay, our story is complete.
Yeah,
more or less. You know, it, considering the story of like, this is the most interesting time of these people's lives.
Yeah.
Right?
You so had people crying in the fucking theaters watching it.
So they're at a point where they need to do what the comics have always done with like a hard reset kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's always annoying or whatever, but it's also, it's better than being like, okay, it's over. Now we're just going to start over.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a big event that happens, like Secret Wars or something that happens that it resets a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
You know, usually because new writers come on and they're like, I don't want to write this version of Spider-Man. I want to go back and write the original one.
Yeah.
You know? So they haven't done that, and they've had like opportunities with some of these storylines that could, and it always just ends up being like, oh wait, no, like that just kind of did it.
Which
makes, you know, an interesting thing, because like, you know, you want that contained storyline in a film or even a TV show because you want a good story, you know? But then also, they're not good. Like, Secret Wars was fucking, or Secret Invasion was fucking boring, and nothing happened.
Yeah.
Nothing was important in it.
Yeah, and they keep trying to make shit exciting without using the X-Men. And it's just not going to happen. So,
yeah,
fuck them.
And
until they bring like, the X-Men in and start doing something with the X-Men, just fucking wipe the slate clean and restart with the X-Men.
Or just do, and then that's X-Men. It. Like, it could just be its own thing. They don't have to fucking connect.
Yeah, and all of that started happening on accident anyway. And now that it worked so well, they keep trying to make everything do that.
Yeah, they feel like they have to.
Because yeah, right. Done. And it's like, and no, you don't. Everybody else
feels like
just reset.
They should, because it made so much money.
Yeah, right.
And time well, look, and time that,
it was
again,
a, it was a magic thing. Impossible. It was a magic thing that just fucking happened, and it worked really well, where they made this whole universe out of it. And wow, what a cool idea. It was like the first time that, like, that could really happen, or that it did really happen. And it happened organically. It happened naturally. That's why it worked. Yeah. Now everything's trying to be forced. And so I think you're right. Don't try to force the X-Men into this same stale MCU. Reset the whole fucking thing and just do a one-off X-Men movie.
It doesn't fit. It can't fit. It won't make sense, because the X-Men have to be a thing that has always happened. And if you look at the comics and stuff, the X-Men don't really cross over that much.
Here's a good...
And it's because
they never did
on.
Anyway, yeah.
They got enough going on.
Because it's its own universe with the mutants versus the normies, right?
Yeah, but it's not... I mean, it does take place in the same world, but like a lot of times, you know, when they were doing those crossover events, like every issue or like every book had to have its own like issue about it. Like the X-Men one would be like, so we're like not going to get involved, right? And they're like, yeah, we're not going to get involved. All right, cool.
Yeah,
no, we're dealing with this thing over here.
Yeah, right.
Gene going nuts again.
Yeah, exactly.
That old story.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I cannot talk about it without crying.
Right. But that's a good topic there, is who would play Wolverine? Who's Wolverine? That's going to be the big question.
Yeah, it's I don't have
Let's do it right now. Yeah, let's open it up. Let's open it up to callers.
Because, like, you know,
let's open it up to callers. If you're listening right now, call us right now. Give us your suggestions.
Can sort of be any age. You know, he's got to be like a little older, but also, you know, it's the whole regeneration thing. So, like, he can also not get older, or then sometimes does. Yeah. So, like,
who is short and hairy?
But yeah, I would like to see it done right. And like, you know, the short thing is a part of it.
Danny DeVito is too old.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's also not that hairy anymore.
You know, yeah, because like, I mean, you know, yeah, right.
To this day, I hate bald boys. I can't stand bald boys.
Oh man, yeah. Well, I guess you know, if anyone has any ideas, give us a call.
Yeah, because they, you know, you could say what you want, but like they also wanted to be young, so they can lock them in for 10 movies, and then you know, people who are on the rise don't want to do that because they don't want to get locked in for 10 movies. It's kind of the same thing with Bond.
Yeah, you know? James Bond. That's why I know him.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, I was. Yeah, I was. Yeah.
The only thing. What about Bond? Have you got one?
James Bond?
Yeah, James Bond.
Oh, yeah, because Daniel Craig is dead, yeah, right?
So they're like looking for a new one.
Well, they can't because Bond died in his last movie. So done. Oh, yeah, it's done.
Like doing a new.
No, it's done. No, just kidding. Yeah, I don't know. I guess Idris Elba's too old now.
Yeah, that's what
they kind of missed that boat.
They can also do like one-off shit with Bond. Like do a Bond that's like in there's a Bond story about Idris Elba being Bond, and like it just has no barrier. Like we don't, you know, it's not like we have to see every Bond connect to like a new iterate, like a new thing.
Yeah, but I mean, well, you know, at the same time though, but it's always been the thing of like who's going to be Bond for the next like five Bond movies.
I know.
Like that's the thing.
Except, you know, like what Dalton did. Two or three? I think he only did two.
Dalton only did two, and then there was one Lazenby.
Who wasn't even an actor, yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
it's sort of like being Bond is sort of like being the next Doctor.
Brosnan did four.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It is sort of like being the next Doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a big undertaking, you know? Yeah. That being said, I think it should be The Undertaker.
You think it's Bond? Well, yeah. You see, I got to tell you about this for Bond.
Are there any British wrestlers?
Here's what I got
to
say.
What?
I don't like him. I don't want him to have hair.
You want him to be bald?
I want him to be a bald.
You want a bald Bond?
Bald Bond.
Bald Bond.
Yeah.
No, that's something. That's an idea.
Oh, speaking of, okay.
Is Patrick Stewart too old?
Oh, no, he's not right. Yes. Yes, Patrick Stewart is a little bit long in the
day. You want to talk about someone that would have been a badass bald Bond.
I need to get that book.
What?
His memoir. Patrick Stewart's memoir.
Do you? Yeah, so you want to, who would have been a badass bald Bond?
Make it so.
In his prime there. Yeah, it's if in an alternate universe, I dream of a perfect society where instead of getting cast as Jean-Luc Picard, he was cast as the next James Bond, and he killed it like that.
I don't see it.
Because he's seen everything.
It's
too late. He's seen everything.
I guess this one's from a few weeks ago, on the chit-chat asshole, or cut the chit-chat asshole thing, I have Star Trek down. Why do I have that?
I was talking about Star Trek, and then you were like, oh. Tasha Yar. Something about Tasha Yar, fully functional. We were making those jokes because she fucked Data.
Yeah.
And
then we were like, oh, we should talk about that later.
And then you were like, that's something I should write down.
Yeah, all right.
Discovery? I don't know.
This has been the new, really, yeah. Real good. Yeah.
Is this some kind of joke?
Yeah, the only other thing I could say is... I did check out that John Carpenter show. It's on Peacock. It's John Carpenter's Suburban Spookies or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is fucking bad.
It sucks?
Oh, my God.
Wait, what's wrong with it?
Why does it suck? First of all, it's just a haunting. You know, a haunting or the, you know... You know, one of those, like, I keep saying a haunting because that's the name of the show, but it was where they, like, it's a scare, like, true people being interviewed about their real hauntings.
Okay.
It's not always a haunting. Sometimes it's, like, a serial killer or something on this.
Sure.
It's all in the suburbs, but, like, none of it's in the fucking suburbs. Uh-huh. It's also all shot in Prague, so it looks like it takes place nowhere.
What, is this a documentary, or what is this?
It's a TV series that he produced. And like he directed one episode of it, but like you can't even tell.
But it's people's real life stories.
Yeah. And so it's done in that same way. Like Talking Heads, they're telling the story, and then it's just bad actors.
The Talking Heads are in it. No way.
No. But yeah, anyway, it's not good. And like you can tell that it was just done. They throw his name on there because then somebody in some some internet thing will review it and it'll get some press and somebody might.
That's improv 15 music.
Yeah, it was really upsetting because I was like hoping that maybe it would be something that he like felt passionate about doing, and it's, you know, good for him because I'm sure he just got paid.
He's only passionate about
Fortnite. The best part is he does the fucking intro to it, like the little monologue theme song part of it, and it sounds like they recorded it over Zoom. And I think they
no.
It's really
like
bad.
Like you can hear it all like,
yeah, it's like
sounding
it's
like
bad. And I like it almost sounds like they're trying to make it sound creepy.
Like a shitty MP3 or something. Like
they're trying to make it sound creepy, but you could tell that they're trying to make it sound creepy because the recording's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So like I don't know. It's anyway, don't don't bother with that one.
Well, that's been a good chit chat episode. Thank you guys for. I'm just kidding. What else is there? What else you got?
Not much, man.
I'm trying to think. I mean, the only thing that's really like for me to talk about in the entertainment sector, is, you know, we got Killer of the Flower Moon is about to come out. Yeah. You know, excited about that. And the Strohs are back in the ALCS for the seventh time in a row, which is pretty dope. Go Strohs. Yankees didn't even make the playoffs, so haha. And we get to play the Rangers, so we'll see how that goes. Yeah. What am I? I mean, you know, I really don't. I don't know. I don't have anything. I got nothing.
You know what? This was dumb. Dump it. Trash it.
We can talk about chess if you want.
What about chess?
I mean, I just play a lot of it. Hey, if anyone wants to play, if anyone wants to square up on chess.com,
chess.com.
Yeah, I play. I mean, so it's the best. Yeah, whenever I have downtime, I find myself on there a lot playing blitz games, bullet games, you know. I usually play with increments because I run out of time a lot, so that increment helps, you know. Hit people with an en passant. You want to get hit with my en passant? Hit me up.
Okay.
It's GM Silly Goose. GM _ Silly Goose. My profile picture is that of a goose, a picture I took of a goose. Not joking. Although wouldn't that be funny if I was? I took a picture of a goose at a bar. Yeah, exactly. And I'm using that as my profile picture, and I just pwn noobs all day. All
right. Well, keep me updated if you
ask me if I get pwned. Ask me if I ever get pwned. Fuck no, dude. Who the fuck do you think I am, dude?
Well, if you
you know what my fucking ELO is, dude?
If you ever come across a listener who plays you on there, let me know. We'll talk about it.
That'd will fucking it's gonna happen great. Now. It's gonna look me up. Look me up. Let's fucking square up on the fucking board. Let's go.
All right.
I'll fucking school you.
All right. Well, that
I'm the new Magnus.
Shut up.
Do you get that reference? Do you know who Magnus is?
Is that a chess guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
His name is fucking Magnus. How about that, right? His name is Magnus Carlsen. He ends up being a fucking child prodigy. Is basically the greatest chess player of all time. He was schooling people. He was a grandmaster by the time he was like 7 years old. He's schooling people. He's doing blindfold against multiple people at like 10, just schooling their asses. They name him Magnus. They had no idea he was going to be.
No.
It's fucking hilarious, dude.
Yeah. He's named after after like a chocolate butter.
He busts out of his dad's balls, okay?
All right.
He's like, I'm going to be the greatest chess player of all time.
What do you say
like,
we cut the chip?
Dude, his
a-hole.
The one sperm that fucking formed with the egg happened to be. Do you think the sperm was thinking that, hey, the greatest chess player of all time sperm, that's me.
I don't think
I'm
so.
Fucking, that's it. I'm the one that needed to get through to create the greatest chess player of all time. And what about the egg? Do you think the egg's sitting there going, I'm just waiting for that sperm to help me? It's crazy how that shit works, right?
I didn't know people were still playing chess.
Science. Science. People tune in for my scientific breakdowns.
Is chess big with like
of the miracle of childbirth?
Is
Chase
chess making a big comeback, by the way. Like
Chase
is
did make a chase. Chess did make a big comeback because of the Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
And it had a boom. And then there were already chess streamers out there.
Yeah.
That would like stream on Twitch and then post on YouTube and stuff. One of which, well, not only like famous, like actual, like really good top of the line players of today, like Hikaru and stuff. He was already streaming. But then Queen's Gambit comes out. All of a sudden, all these people are interested in chess, and there happens to be a bunch of content on YouTube, particularly by this one guy that goes by Gotham Chess. And then his channel blows up because of it, and he's got like 5 million subscribers now, and it's just fucking. And then there's just a shit ton of like videos on chess on YouTube that I watch at work a lot. Mm. Yeah.
My other question is, how's Magic the Gathering doing? Oh, excuse me.
Oh my God, dude. Was it you that sent me that shit?
I've been getting TikTok or Instagram or whatever. Like advertisements for Magic all of a sudden. And I knew about that.
I think
Lord
Magic is good. I think Magic has a big streaming, well, I say big, but like, I mean, anything can be big on the internet, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty popular, I think, streaming like on Twitch and stuff. Like, you know, gaming anything on Twitch is like big.
Big, yeah.
And so, Magic has its own subsection of that, but they're partnering with Doctor Who now.
Yeah,
and it's like,
and then,
what?
You know what else is that I saw?
I don't want that shit.
Princess Bride, and I've seen Yeah, and I've fucking seen Evil Dead.
No.
And it's like, see, I don't know, because I knew about the big Lord of the Rings one.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I don't know if that was the first one or not. And I was like, I guess we can.
And for anyone listening that's like, oh, these nerds are talking about Magic the Gathering, have you heard of Post Malone? Yeah, he's a big Magic the Gathering fan. So.
Also, fuck you. I've been doing Magic since.
No. We have to stay cool. You can't say fuck you.
Third edition.
We have to be cool, Chase. You can't say fuck you.
Well, it was fourth edition, third edition.
You gotta convince him that magic is cool. Yes. Yeah. Post Malone likes magic.
No, yeah. No, what I'm saying is I was always into it, and it was always cool.
Post Malone plays Magic the Gathering, dude. It's super fucking cool. We gotta convince them. Shut the fuck up.
I don't care. Why do they think that it's cool to mail hot dogs?
Shut up, Yana. Let me talk.
Malone?
I don't know. Cause
what, like, is that a hot dog?
Yeah, it's like some, like, I don't know.
Are there Malone hot dogs?
I don't know. I think I was thinking Oscar Mayer and bologna.
You know what is interesting, though, about that joke is that Carl Malone was known as the postman.
Yeah. Is that how he got his
name? And here we are. Maybe. I
bet that's how he got his name.
Who knows? Wait. I'm going to reenact. Let me reenact how he got his name real quick.
He bought the One Ring
thing, which I still don't understand. Hold on real quick. I'm going to reenact how he got his name real quick. Ready?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, dude, I think I'm gonna go by Post Malone. Yeah. And scene. That's how he got his name. That's how he got his name.
But anyway, I'm wondering if those like other versions of cards, like, do those go in the new, like, do those go with Magic cards?
Yeah.
Or are they their own, like, offshoot thing, like, oh, you play the Doctor Who Magic or you play the Lord of the Rings Magic, but like Magic is
They're gonna be able to be used in anything, so it's just gonna be a matter of like, do you want corny ass real characters but, like, on your shit, or do you want the real shit?
There's so much in the new stuff,
and also aren't they putting like their own artists out of work by doing that?
I mean,
or are they just getting their own artists to draw Doctor Who characters now?
It's not from, like, it's not pictures from the movie or anything.
Right, I know, but it just, doesn't it kill the creative? Like, that's the best part of Magic is the creativity of those artists and like, the people coming up with the characters and stuff is the best part.
I love that.
I don't want
Magic.
Things that are already created. I love Doctor Who, but I don't want it, and I don't need it fucking Magic the Gathering and making little babies.
Yeah, I know, and I fell off a long time ago buying new cards, and like, that was back in the end of Urza Saga. What was the one that came out right after Urza Saga? But that's kind of where I like quit buying new cards. And like, there's so many, even you having.
Well, you quit buying them a long time ago. Yeah. I didn't get into it until years after you were already done playing it.
And so like when we play together, like it still works.
Your shit fucking just creams you got that old school shit where it's like they're basically most of your shit's banned.
Yeah, because it's too good.
You still need to have you looked through to see if you have any Black Lotus in there?
Yeah. Well, the problem is I can't find the fucking, like, I only have like a few of them. Like, I only have a portion.
Whoa.
There's a whole binder. I'd never had a Black Lotus, but there's a whole binder of like most of my cards that were just not in a deck.
Were they
like,
rares even back then? Black Lotus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were always rare. I mean, it was back before they marked them.
You know, yeah, right.
But yeah, it was a rare card, and it you know, wasn't particularly good, so people didn't like hold on to it
until they found out.
Yeah, and then it became because it was a rare card. I mean, it was one of the original rare cards.
Well, but the reason why it's so valuable is because it was like the first one to get banned, right? Because the players found out how much of a cheat code it is. You know, I mean, when especially with a red deck, when all you need is one mana and you fill yourself up with four Black Lotus, it's like you're giving yourself that much more of a chance to just instantly like.
Yeah.
Be any color. That's a fucking cheat code, man.
Yep.
And in a game like Magic, where it comes down to having enough mana,
it was like Black Lotus and Chaos Orb was also one that was a huge.
Yeah. That's right.
But
anyway.
No, I don't know where all of the other ones are. I mean, maybe I'm confused on how many I had, but I am not.
You would stop playing before you could like buy them online, right?
Oh yeah.
And like buy the resales online.
I mean, it was like. In high school that like, I mean, I was still playing some, but then like, I didn't really have a lot of time, and it was like, you know, Because I basically quit playing when I quit like going to my friend's house and having like spending the night.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then like, you know, we started playing Halo when we would go over to people's houses and have big LAN parties and stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, the internet was not there. It was LAN parties, not online multiplayer.
So dope.
Yeah. But yeah, Magic the Gathering is super fun. Miss it.
Hey, I love it, man. You know.
Yeah, we started playing for a while there.
We played for a little bit.
We started podcasting instead.
Yeah, right. We went from a nerd thing to a cool thing is what we did. No, but I learned it on the road, on tour with me old band.
Yeah.
Jody C, Win the Worlds, if you want to look it up, is streaming on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify. That's where I learned it because JT and Dylan had decks. And we were on the road, and so I just started watching them play. We all got into it.
Yeah.
Me, Dave, and Clint, all from that, were like, oh, shit, I got to get in on this.
See, I found...
And then it was after that, the bug hit me, and I was out there buying cards. I was going online, finding cards for my commander deck and shit.
Yeah.
I spent $15 on one card.
Wow, no, I never did that.
That's so stupid, dude.
Yeah, all of the cards I had, I bought when I was younger and gotten for gifts and stuff. But
I should see about selling some of my cards online.
I still have not found it, because I found all my cards... And I found all the Tanner's cards, and it's like not near as many as we did have. And I know that there was this blue 3-ring binder that I had that had the sheets in it, and I had a bunch of them, and they were in order by color and alpha. And like they were like, I remember I had like Arctic Wolves, and I had like 15 copies of Arctic Wolf, and it was puckering the thing. But yeah, I don't know what happened to that binder, and I've not been able to find it. And like I'm really worried that like I had it in a drawer of a table or something that I like threw away the table and not remembering that it was in there or something.
Yeah.
Sad day.
They're definitely not.
It also could be
at my house.
I
took them
out of that thing and like I have all of my cards and I just had more I had less than I thought I did.
I'm just going to say the binder is definitely not at my house.
I'll have to come look for it.
You don't need to because I'm going to flip it. It's not there.
Okay, well, if you
I'm
say
just,
so.
I'm saying.
All right, well, I'm going over your house right now to check, so we need to
There's
end the
no
episode.
Need for that, really.
This has been fun, Bryce. This has been fun.
It has been fun. I love our chit-chats.
I do, too.
But you know what, Chase?
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole!
I think that's a good idea.
Nom in space.
Nom in space.
Media Network.